So I'm just getting ready to go back to bed for the second day today, and I thought I'd post some thoughts about what went on yesterday. It's many years since I've been to bed before. Probably only was here once before. First thing is the size of it and the way it differs from say the Scottish Learning Festival. It's much more of a trade show and less, there seems to be less of a conference stream going on. There's a lot of people talking at stands, and one of the things I thought was it must be really difficult to talk with the amount of background noise and the bits and pieces going on. In fact, after coming out of bed later on, it seemed quiet in the street as compared to being in the halls. One of the couple of speeches I saw, or the talks I saw, were Ollie Bray and Joe Dale at the Microsoft stand. Ollie was talking about games-based learning and the gamification of various things, some of which I found very interesting. The thing I maybe found a wee bit disturbing in some ways was that there's a Microsoft product now which adds on to Word and sort of gamifies the learning of Word skills. I'm not sure how that fits in with the current push to have kids as digitally literate and perhaps even, according to Michael Gove, coding. Joe Dale was talking about Skype in the classroom, and I think he did the talk a couple of times, but the one I saw, what was stood out for me was the faces of the kids he was video conferencing to. I think you always get this with video conferences of any kind, the delight the children have in communicating at a distance with a real audience. Of the products I saw, my colleague and myself were most impressed by a short throw projector from Epson. And one of the interesting things with this is that they were also showing you a piece of free software from Sancore, or maybe Sancore, I'm not sure, which is www.sankore.org, and it actually seems to be a suite of software. I'm going to be checking that out a bit more when I come back. Google had certainly upped their presence. Well, I don't know if they've upped their presence, but they don't have a presence at the Scottish Learning Festival, and they've 3 days of 15 and a half an hour talks going on at their stand, and I'm going to try and catch a couple of these today. I didn't manage to catch any of the Teach Meet takeovers today. I don't think yesterday there wasn't very many. I think there's a few more today. The other big difference I noticed from the Scottish Learning Festival, it's obviously been in Scotland, I know an awful lot more people there, but they're just because of the sheer number of people there, I didn't see as many people as I expected that I might know. I did see Mark Ritchies, who is Radio Waves founder. I had a wee chat with him. I'm always excited about looking at Radio Waves, although I've never actually used the product. It's always been inspiring to me and my sort of practice in the classroom and kicked off my podcasting. And I heard later on Twitter that he had won a BET award, so well deserved, I think. I also talked to Alan Yeoman at the Too Simple stand. I think they make really nice software for getting teachers interested in using ICT. The software is really easy to use and a sort of low degree of technology you need, basically a browser that runs Flash. So it was good to catch up with Alan. And I believe from something on the web that the people from Scotland who are deciding the future of Glow are down to talk to Microsoft, Google and people like that today. I'm really hoping that we hear soon how Glow's going to go forward. Anyway, I think it's time to catch some breakfast and head out to BET again. If you are at BET and you see me and you know me and you want to have a wee chat about anything at all, I'd love to record it for EduTalk.